Last night, the Boston Red Sox defeated the New York Yankees in Game 4 of the National League playoffs. Today, the sports world and the legal world collide in Boston, where two members of the Yankees face possible criminal charges for a fight that erupted during Game 3 in Boston on Saturday. Midway through the game, Red Sox pitcher Pedro Martinez threw at the head of a Yankee player. And then a bit later, a fight erupted between both teams. You may have seen the video of the 72-year-old Yankees bench coach Don Zimmer attacking Pedro Martinez and then being thrown to the ground. And still later, according to Boston police, a Yankees pitcher struck a Red Sox groundskeeper who was cheering for the home team. Another Yankee player hopped into the bullpen, fists flew, and thus all the legal stuff. A hearing in a Boston court this afternoon. Here to talk about all this is Day to Day's Mike Pesca and Newsday sports columnist Johnette Howard.
Johnette Howard, there's a lot of strategy in baseball, when to pinch hit, when to bunt. But in this American League Championship Series, there's a new element, when to bring criminal charges. Is there a danger of baseball passions affecting legal judgment?
Well, it's interesting. I think the Yankees definitely think so. They've made several statements to the effect that there was nothing that happened in the bullpen, nothing that they initiated. And I think there was some consternation when the Boston police sort of put out an APB for anyone that might have seen something to come forward and testify, even though, you know, it's standard procedure in any case. It speaks to the level of paranoia that everybody's feeling right now and also the emotion.
The crime blotter, it's common enough in sports, but is charging a player for something that happened on the field, is that unprecedented?
It's not unprecedented. We've seen it in hockey, particularly in the hockey minor leagues. There was a case in the NHL where Marty McSorley really kind of poleaxed a player from behind, and it was such a gross violation of the usual fighting that goes on in the NHL that he was charged. But typically, you know, I can't remember anything like this where a fight in the stands, and there have been several where players have gone after fans in the stands, has resulted in criminal charges.
Well, this isn't really in the stands. This was in the bullpen, and I want you, because you know about the etiquette of these situations, is it considered poor sports etiquette for a Red Sox employee in the Yankee bullpen to be rooting for the Red Sox, which is what the Yankee player says was going on?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that he was there because in case the pitching mounds in the bullpen needed grooming or something, that was his job. But once they asked him to stop, particularly, I think it could have been handled a little bit better. And I, you know, what we know of this guy is he's a 25-year-old guy who shaved his head to kind of be in concert with the players who shaved their heads, and he's a passionate fan. And I think emotions just got the best of everybody.
And of course, we should say that no matter if he did cheer, no one deserves cleats on the back if that is indeed what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost funny. There was a copy of the police report that's been printed in all the newspapers, and the players might be charged with assault with a deadly weapon, and the deadly weapon that they mention in parentheses is baseball spikes.
I've been to Yankee Stadium for a number of big games. The police presence there is pretty overwhelming. I've never been to Fenway for a playoff game. On TV, the atmosphere seemed pretty chaotic. Is that what it's like in Boston?
Well, I think it seems that way because the sense of scale is different. Yankee Stadium is such a, you know, cavernous place that you don't get a sense of it, but the police are definitely out in force in both places. I just think Boston, the park is so intimate that you feel people are on top of you more.
And another Yankee fan, Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York, said that if Pedro Martinez came to New York and threw a coach, which is what he did in Boston, he'd be charged with a crime. Do you agree with Red Sox outfielder Johnny Damon's statement that politicians should just stay out of this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's kind of descended into the theater of the absurd, a lot of these facets of this, but particularly when you see elected officials trying to grab a little bit of the attention by saying Pedro's a punk and if he did that here, he'd be arrested. I mean, really, it just inflames the passions that really don't need inflamed and sort of sends it veering off toward a direction that nobody needs.
And let's talk about baseball for a second. Yesterday, the Red Sox won to even a series of 2-2. They play again this afternoon. Do you see any lingering effects of Saturday night's fights, many fights in the stands and on the field?
No, you know, it was interesting. I think the rainout helped everybody. They had a rainout Monday, and when everyone came back yesterday, there were accounts of David Ortiz and some of the Yankees shaking hands by the batting cage. I think everyone realizes that throwing a ball at somebody's head is a dangerous thing, and they don't want to be known for this, and nobody wants to get thrown out of a series at this point with everything on the line.
So even if the players have put it all behind them, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts might have something else to say about that.
It looks like it. We keep hearing that they're not going to let this go, that charges will be filed.
Newsday sports columnist Jonet Howard, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
That interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca, a New Yorker, we note, speaking with Jonet Howard, a fellow New Yorker. And this from Day to Day executive producer J.J. Sutherland, Go Sox.